You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Astros in Cincinnati for a three-game series. They're pitiful. So this should be a nice little stretch. They took five out of eight on the homestand, which isn't a great homestand for them. They're a much better home team than that percentage. But that five out of eight in baseball translates to a 100-win season. But as far as, you know, them, they looked really, really good, and then they looked really, really bad. Losing to Baltimore 4-1, losing that extra inning game to Milwaukee, and CNL Perez just blew up, and then CNL Perez blew up again. Anytime CNL Perez lately is in a game, it appears to be a bad thing.
Listen, as we in the numbers community, we've looked at this and really studied some of CNL Perez's recent stuff, and running some of my VORPs and GORPs, I've got a GORP number and a loss over replacement value and lost shares and things like that. I've been running some of those numbers. And it looks like, yeah, what you're saying is true. CNL Perez is a problem.
Your VORP and DORPs?
GORP. I have a GORP and then a loss share and a loss over replacement losses. There's LULs. Loss over replacement losses.
Laurels.
Yeah, laurels, yeah.
Yeah, you can't rest on them.
And no, well, he can, and he'll go right to the minors. But some of my analytics have told me that it's not very good when he gets in. As a numbers guy. That's why they call me Mr. Baseball.
Because you're numbers.
Well, yeah. Among and Pitmaster.
So it's Miley, Verlander, and Cole against Cincinnati, which seems to be a bit of overkill. And then you go to New York and take on the Yankees. Interested in that series?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's two teams. Quite frankly, that doesn't tell you anything. Both of them are very depleted.
Is there a chance that Jose Altuve could be back? He's playing his back-to-back game tonight.
And it would be his first games in 7 years. So I don't know that it's, I don't think this translates to what anything about the postseason.
Well, no, but yeah.
Because here's your rotation. Valdez, Peacock, Miley, and Verlander.
Well,
there's a good chance three of those guys won't be facing them in the postseason.
It's not what you had hoped
to
face in the Yankees. But, yeah, I'm still interested in that. Look at when Yordan plays, you're excited to watch right now.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that Brantley's getting this, afterthought status. His OPS is around 870, I think, which is really good. For a 32-year-old, what he's doing, a slash line's pretty good. And so, I am excited about Yankees and Astros still. Astros, Red Sox. Anytime you have certain headline teams come in or you go there, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I think it's going to be tough to win more than one based on what your pitching matchups look like. Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Verlander at the end is your best bet.
Right.
Now, you know, they got to face Paxton, who has been in the past. He has been kryptonite for the Houston Astros. So we'll see. Although they did beat him last time here, I believe. I'm pretty sure they finally were able to hit Paxton last time. And, you know, they're just not. Listen, this doesn't tell us anything. No Springer, no Correa, no possibly Altuve, who's just coming back from injury. Jordan is six games into his major league career. This is going to be two totally different, and they've got all their guys still out. So this is going to be two totally different teams by the time. But it's still always interesting to go and play the New York Yankees. I'm going to take it with a grain of salt.
Do we just leave Gilbert on hold the whole time? I mean, he's on currently, right?
You want to go to him? Let's see.
Well, no, he's Dell has kept him up. Like the last 40 minutes.
Gilbert, he's off the line. If he's not snoring, he's not there.
Yeah, if he's not snoring, let's just hang up on that line and let him call three lines.
Yeah.
He hadn't brought his mic up.
Oh, let's hear. Gilbert. Hello? No, he's not there. Hang up. There's
hang up on Gilbert. Let him call the interns again 10 more times. So, just real quick, and we'll get back
to
Astros.
Do you stop when Jordan is up and just... You have to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, is he...
You see, I got my Air Jordan shirt on, I think. This is a pretty cool shirt, though. I like the Air Jordan.
Yeah.
It's got his symbol.
They made a
shadow image of Jordan's follow-through.
Right.
At the plate. And right. It just says Air Jordan.
It's pretty good.
It is
pretty good. Whether or not there will be a cease and desist is another story.
Yeah. We'll see, but supposedly... Jordan loves it, and he wants a bunch of them for his family.
Well, and he can make them for his family and whatnot. I don't know that you can put them on the marketplace.
Well, it's too late.
Well, where did you get them? Can you say?
Yeah, Running Game.
Running Game?
Yeah, Running Game clothing and apparel.
Oh.
Has the Air Jordans.
Nice.
It's dope. I mean, it's a cool shirt. They're well made. They do a bunch of different shirts, and a bunch of them are Astros related. But, yeah, this is a cool shirt. I'm just hoping it... I've got one, so now, you know, cease and desist doesn't matter to me.
They said Springer may be back as well. We'll see. But even again, I mean, both of them are just coming back off of injury, haven't hit major league pitching in so long.
Still, Springer, Altuve, Brantley,
Jordan,
Yuli. There's a bunch of headliners in those lineups.
Yeah. No. The only one they'll be down. But again, you know.
Correa.
You know, again, they're just coming back, though. They're going to be different hitters in the postseason, hopefully. And we know they got giant, giant basketballs in the postseason, right? At least we know Springer. And Altuve, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All those guys.
Oh, yeah. No. It's going to be fun when they're all together. When this team is all back together. And again.
I remember when we said that about the Rockets. Man. When Paul and then they went on that run.
Yeah.
When they had Paul and Capella.
Yeah, no, they were
good.
They
went on a run. I mean, other than the last week of the season, the Rockets were the hottest team in basketball.
Yes. No, that was really good when they all got back together.
It's true. The Warriors make you look at things with maybe a little bit of a warped perspective. You couldn't beat them in a game six, and part of it is the same reason what we always talk about, but it's not convenient for Rockets fans, so let's not bring it up too much. You can still be a great player and yet not quite have the right mix of what you need.
Yeah.
You can still have it. And if Chris Paul were Kawhi, well, then you're champions. It's that simple, because then you're dealing with a younger guy who is going to be able to hold up a little better, although Kawhi does have his own issues.
Do you think, though? I mean, we see all of these guys, and I know that the Rockets don't have money.
Who's their Siakam? Who's their Siakam?
That's what they need. That's what they need. They need some, peripheral guys.
Wait, who did they trade to get Siakam? what was their trade for Siakam, John? Oh, they drafted him? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can draft players that become...
Yeah, 16th overall.
No, you can't draft players if you're using first-round picks to,
Get rid of guys?
Get rid of guys or acquire Mon Shumpert and stuff like that.
You know... One of the ways
Shumpert for a first rounder.
No, you had to get rid of Brandon Knight, so you had to
wait. Yeah, that's right. It wasn't even about Shumpert; it was about getting rid of somebody else's contract.
So what? Good Lord, first rounders. I know that they don't pick until late, but look at how many late first rounders are actually. Kawhi Leonard was the 19th pick. Siakam, I believe, was 16.
Kawhi was 19.
Van Vliet, yeah, Kawhi was 19. Because Marcus Morris was 18.
I thought it was actually earlier than 18.
No, it was 18 and 19.
I thought he was just outside of the... Okay. Huh. I was thinking he was just outside of the lottery, but it's... Yeah, you know, one of the best ways to make up for a team that's heavy in salary is to draft and grow your own talent. It's one of the best ways to do it. And I got to imagine you can draft some players that you don't just stash overseas.
15th. It was 14 and 15.
Okay.
Yeah, 14 and 15. Yeah. Yeah. Siakam was 27th?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's
just the worst thing I've ever heard.
That is the worst.
Oh, my God. I don't want to hear that, Raheel. Shut up. Anyway, that's just no. Round one, pick 27, Siakam. Holy crap. So you can't get guys. You can get guys that can be. And you know what? There's a chance that Siakam. I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to put this. But Siakam could be their number one guy. But what we never hear is, hey, I got to get to Houston to play. Anthony Davis can't wait to get to play with LeBron. It looks like Kawhi has to get to the Clippers. It looks like Kyrie, he wants to go to the Nets. You know what I never hear? Hey, I got to get to Houston to play with James.
Well, maybe Chris Paul said that.
Apparently he did, as long as you give him $160 million.
Well, there's a price for everything.
Uh-huh. If you give him $160 million, then he's going to want to come and play here.
You supermax me for 4 years. Yeah. We can figure this out.
Yes.
Like, do we have to? Like, don't you want to win a title? Do you have to take supermax?
No.
I want my supermax.
That's okay. Right. I want $160. If you make me play with James, I want $160. If you make me sit in press conferences with him.
You think that was the, oh, James is there? Okay, I'm going to need some concessions from you.
Well,
I think he was just supermaxing wherever he was going. I think it was just like, this is my chance to get a supermax deal. Give me my $40 million.
Well, the Clippers would have gave him a supermax, but he. The thing is,
well,
we remember that documentary did in the offseason that aired after he signed with the Rockets. How he chose he wanted to go to a place that cared about winning, that really wanted to win, and that's allegedly one of the reasons he chose here. Now the doc would have looked a little. Suspect, he would go, look, the Rockets said they're going to give me 4 years supermax, so that's why I signed there. But he pointed to a place where I can win, where they're focused on winning. And he wasn't sure that the Clippers were, because Blake and DeAndre. And then he walked into James. Nice decision, Chris.
Yep. How's that working out now? All right, 713-780-3776. My friend rents jet skis in South Padre. They have the entire fleet reserved for a Mr. James and Mr. Paul today and tomorrow. No, they don't have the banana boat, okay? That's LeBron.
Well, no, but is that
Dwayne Wade and...
Are you sure that that's not accurate? That they're not doing jet skis where?
In South Padre. James and Chris Paul in South Padre together doing jet skis.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm going to bet against that. Okay. And I think I'll probably get pretty good odds.
See if that's a joke.
Gary Clark and Isaiah Hartenstein. We got young guys. All is well.
And Daniel House, who's, an understudy.
Well,
who
can't get on the floor.
Yeah, but he's a young guy, too.
Yeah.
That you don't have team control over anymore.
Can't get on the floor. 816 ESPN 97.5.
How old is Daniel House, by the way?
Probably, what,
mid 20? He's 26. That's around a little bit.
That's young.
He's still young.
That's young for this team.
It's baby for this team.
No.
How old they're getting. Let me tell you something right now. The being outside thing, it can be one of two things. It can be humid, hot, and you're like, I don't want to be outside. Or if you have the right amount of breeze, you got the big fans, even when it's hot, it's better outside. If you have what you need with the breeze and the air coming in, I say this because at Texas Custom Patios, there's a belief that, well, there's only patio weather for, you know, however many months. I found, and I've had it since December of 2016, I found that patio weather lasts a lot longer than you might think, because the winters aren't too bad. You can always get space heaters. And then the summers, when you've got the big fans, the blow in, it's really not an issue in the evening. I sat out there and watched my baseball games. I'll sit out there and barbecue and do whatever I want to on my patio. Your patio can really be your home away from home at least from the indoor home, you can do everything out on your patio, whether it's you and your boys sitting around smoking cigars, drinking your beers, watching games. Maybe you and the family are out there and you get a picnic table that you want to put on your patio, something like that, or whatever kind of outdoor furniture where you're having your pizzas, your hamburgers, your hot dogs. Wouldn't it be great just to entertain in a beautiful outdoor patio setting from Texas Custom Patios, where you have other couples from the neighborhood or your own family come over and do that? I don't care what it is. I've done all of those. Everything I've mentioned, I've already done it. And you can do the same thing with a great patio from Texas Custom Patios. And I don't think you know until you go see their work what I'm talking about. It's going to be much better than you can even imagine, because not just the process, but the actual craftsmanship is second to none in this state. TexasCustomPatios.com. Go look at their work. Go look at their blog for answers to your frequently asked questions. Or if you want to see what my before and after look like, to give you an example of what yours could look like, go to TCPLance.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey, folks.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
That ball's crushed. He's done it again. Jordan Alvarez, second deck.
That was loud.
He is such a destructive force.
Much watch TV.
Jordan's fourth home run in his fifth major league game.
Did you guys hear that?
Baggy, be serious. I mean, this dude.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play.
That's it, Jordan. He is the story of the week here with your Houston Astros. Man, just so, what a monster. What a monster. All right, let's see him on the road now. See what happens with Jordan on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. It's been all at home, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find on FanGraphs where his home runs, his distance of his home runs. Let me check his spray chart. But I think all but one have been over 400. It seems like every time he's hitting a home run, it's 400.
Yeah, the one into where he went down and got that pitch and pulled it to right was only in the second row or so in right field, which isn't not even close. But he hit the last one was the upper deck again in right field. He's hit two at the gas station at the gas pump. Just a monster. He's 400 plus. That doesn't seem like it's going to be much for him. He keeps doing this. His OPS is 1400. Now it's six games, and so he's got four homers in six games.
Right.
But he keeps doing this, and I don't know that how you can't just bat him clean up, even as you keep on rolling. We'll see. You obviously don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, but this dude. And then, you're going to have to release Tyler White. Are you guys okay with this? Are you guys okay?
No.
That Tyler White is just going to have to be released?
No. Tyler White has World Series ability.
Well, when? When did that happen?
Ability.
Listen.
He wasn't on that
roster. I know
roster.
You lose one of your ace relievers.
Was he on that roster at all, the World Series roster?
No.
Last year was the first one?
They weren't in the World Series last year.
No. Yeah, yeah. I know. Was he World's? I'm trying to remember if he was on that roster.
I don't.
Yeah. He had some ABs.
In the World Series?
No, that season.
Yeah,
he wasn't postseason roster.
No.
He was there on that season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that his hot 2 month run is going to just save him.
Well, what about him picking up some relief innings, though?
That's something I hadn't considered.
If you're going to keep Cianel Perez, you almost have to keep Tyler White.
That's long relief, really. I'm not prepared to pitch him in middle relief, and definitely not prepared to pitch Tyler White as a setup to the setup, or even a setup man, where he doesn't have closer stuff.
But Tyler White, he's closed out a couple of games now already.
I feel like the way that
Peacock, 12-0 games.
Maybe he can take over with CN. Maybe Perez is out
and Tyler White
is in at that spot of the bullpen.
Quite frankly, I think I'd rather have Tyler White in. If you want to know the truth, right now,
I would too.
I think I feel more comfortable with Tyler White coming in as opposed to CNL Perez. Man, after that one outing, dude, AJ's like, oh my God, can we find a left-hander in this organization? Is there Goudouin? Holy crap, was he terrible. And now CNL? Okay. Dell, where's your mans? Get him back here.
Yeah,
what man? Oh, now we want to hear from Tony Sipp?
Yes.
Want Tony Sipp?
Yes.
Y'all were talking all flagrant last year when he was having a really good year.
What are you talking about?
We don't want him, baby. It's 6 million a year. It's too much. It's not your money.
Well,
he'll
take a hometown discount, yeah.
Oh, now you want Tony Sipp
back. Well, no, yeah, we ain't paying him six again.
Y'all ain't loyal.
They paid him $18 million over 3 years.
We'll give him...
What? What are you going to give him?
We'll give him 2.8.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Right now for the rest of the year.
Damn, I'd like to have Tony Sipp if you want to know the truth.
Yes.
I miss the Tony Sipp days.
Ain't loyal at all. No, well, all of a sudden, Tony Sipp is somebody that you miss because of looking at the left-handed reliever situation.
Yeah, we've been thinking about
that.
Both of y'all
trash. Yeah, we miss him.
Both of y'all trash.
We've been thinking about
it. I loved Tony Sipp.
Oh, now you love Tony Sipp.
Tony Sipp was my favorite player when he was here.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to get rid of him.
What number was Tony Sipp?
23? No, Chris Carter. No. Huh? I don't remember. No 28, one. 29, something like that. Whatever.
That might have been 29.
29. Yeah. But y'all were talking flagrant last year about how we don't need him anymore.
I don't recall that.
I
don't recall that.
Specifically Lance Zuerlein.
I don't recall that at all.
Hateful.
We just don't pay.
That's where Lance got his name, trash-ass Lance.
Yeah, for hating on Tony Sipp.
We don't pay specialists that much here with the Astros.
And now you are begging for a left-handed specialist.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't call him a specialist. I just call him a really good pitcher.
All right. We got to catch up right now. We're catching up. When we come back, we got to talk about something that the Texans that we have not talked about before. They're a serious issue that we've seen written about on Sports Map, but you and I actually haven't talked about it. Okay. Let's do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, at Men's T Clinic, there's another serious issue you got to worry about, and that's something that you have heard me talk about. But here's the problem. For those of you who keep putting this off and saying, I should get in there, but you know what? I don't know. I don't hear Lance talks about all these issues. I don't have an issue with libido. I don't have an issue with this. I'm just telling you right now, there are certain telltale signs. I think one of the ones that's most prominent is going to be your energy level, but another one is going to be your inability to maintain the lean muscle mass. And so if you're working out all the time, grinding, eating the right stuff all the time, you may be able to hang on to the lean muscle mass, but you may be finding that it's getting harder and harder and harder to do it. There's another sign. You know, when your testosterone levels are where they're supposed to be, your quality of life is going to improve. Number one, your workouts are going to matter more. Number two, you're going to metabolize faster. Number three, your processing, your mental, your cognitive mental processing is going to be much better. It can have a positive impact on your libido if that's an issue for you. But I'm telling you now, it is, you know, your levels were where they were when you're in your 20s and your 30s, and it gives you just a little more. You know, a little more energy, a little bit more of a boost, and you can get that boost back by getting your numbers back to where they were if they're low. Get tested with Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic, if you are low, can start treating you right now. There's 5 locations here in the Houston area. Stop in, find out where your levels are, and get back to living your very best life at mensteaclinic.com.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Apparently, Daryl Morey was on with Golic and Wingo. We'll pull some of that sound. We can't get Daryl Morey on here because of their contract with the other station over there, 790. They have the contract with the Rockets, and they get a little irate when Daryl Morey is on. Although Daryl was on here not long ago. What was he talking about? We were talking about something else with him. We had him on talking about something else. As long as it's not basketball related, Daryl can come on with us.
Daryl can come on whenever he wants.
Yeah. Well, the other they pull a hissy fit over there.
So what?
Yeah. Well, it's the same with the Astros now too. I mean, mm-hmm. It's difficult to get anybody from even the broadcast team on over here because
last time we had Jeff Blum on, there was a panic attack.
Yeah.
It's 790.
Right.
Do you understand that we are partners? You're not allowed to promote your own product in
other stations.
Place in the city like
so. What? So what a mess. We'll see. About? They had him on because of this article on ESPN. Man, it's a long article too. It's taken a lot of segments
longer than I wish it was.
There's a lot of stuff to talk about, which is a problem.
Now, what have we not talked about?
Haven't talked about the racism issues facing the Houston Texans. The accusation by Pope. His name is Pope. Jeff Pope, a scout who claimed that Brian Gain fired him because
he claimed that he targeted African Americans.
Yes. I would. You and I haven't discussed it. I've heard Charlie talking about it a little bit.
We've had sports map articles. He wasn't a scout. He was a security coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff Pope, one-time Texans security coordinator, alleged discrimination against the franchise, filing a complaint with the equal opportunity.
As a GM, I would ask you this: aren't you apt to bring in your own people? If you don't like the people that are in the previous organization or feel like they are doing the job,
yes.
Are you allowed to do that?
Most will come in and make changes to scouting or personnel departments. That's pretty standard.
Yeah.
It's pretty standard. You'll leave some scouts in place. You will replace others. People in higher positions you replace, typically pro personnel director or college director of scouting, stuff like that. You're gonna get your guys in there. People who you know are loyal to you and who know your system and who you trust.
Yes, is it possible that you could have it could appear, since you are of African American descent, that you feel like it was racism, and if you're Brian Gain, you feel like I'm just making changes that, you know, I think will help the organization. I have no tie to Jeff Pope. I want to replace Jeff Pope. I don't think Jeff Pope and I would work well together. Is it possible that it's neither? That it's not racism?
Oh, yeah.
But yet Jeff Pope feels it's racism? That it's, I'd rather both than not neither?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's completely possible that I got to see who all it was, because I want to see what positions, but it's not unusual that if Rick Smith put people into a position, Rick Smith could have put a higher percentage of African Americans in position. If there are positions that are typically transitioned when there are new general managers in, I don't think Brian cared about the optics as much as he cared about getting
the best people,
his guys in there. Yeah. Now, security advisor, I don't know that that's one of those typically that is changed out. You know, and that's apparently what Mr. Pope was, and his lawyer said, my client was offered a severance. He came to me about negotiating and asked if he should sign it. I found there was more there. I wondered why he was being offered a severance. We discussed what his options were and filed the EEOC discrimination complaint. Prior to doing so, we got in contact with the Texans about negotiating and at least giving him a severance package that's fair. They declined to engage in that process. I was going to handle this the way I handle most of my claims, quietly. When the Texans terminated Mr. Gain, that caught my attention. They terminated him a few days after they spoke with their counsel. I found that to be unusual. So what the lawyer's basically saying is you know, the lawyer clearly thinks there's a chance that Brian was terminated because of they think that's maybe an open door to saying the Texans terminated Brian Gain because of what happened with the firings and a racial prejudice against certain people. Now, Pope also says that he, you know, he also goes on to say that when there were people sitting, African-Americans sitting at a table in the lunchroom, that he said that they kind of had to break up. You couldn't congregate together or something like that. That's highly unusual. You don't tell anyone if you're sitting like I would understand if you want to have in your heart of hearts to have this racial harmony where everyone is sitting together of different ethnicities and this, that, and the other. But you can want that and hope for that. But I don't see a scenario where you can tell people who can and can't sit together.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. My clients were accused of hanging out while on the job when they were eating lunch, made to feel uncomfortable when they took lunch together. This is not what an organization the stature of the Texans should be engaging in.
But we'll never hear what the Texans side or Brian Gain's side of that is because Brian's done. You won't hear from Brian
Yeah. And, you know, he will be deposed if there's no settlement made. There's a lot of stuff. And whether or not that'll be public knowledge, we shall see. But certainly, I think Cal McNair can probably say, you know, I think, isn't it more of a coincidence that the Patriots had the ring ceremony and Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio were together? And the next day we fired Brian Gain. Isn't that a bit more of a coincidence than this thing? Then the Texans are claiming we had no idea that Mr. Pope, we were not aware of Mr. Pope's claim. We do not comment on pending litigation, but we do not tolerate blah, blah, blah. In his release after Brian Gain was fired, Cal McNair made the comment that Brian Gain is of high character. Which I think wanted to, you know, I'm assuming it wanted to dispel any gossip or rumors that there was any inappropriate behavior by Brian Gain. So if, in fact, this was a reason and he put that in that release, it will make Cal McNair look terrible. If, in fact, there was anything, if they did know about or they did feel that he was getting them into trouble by firing a half a dozen African-American men, which he did, according to Jeffrey Pope, then this is on Cal as much as anything for putting that character comment into his statement about Brian Gain being fired.
Right.
You don't put that in there if there is an issue like this. If in fact Brian Gain was firing African Americans and this was something that the Texans felt like was going to be an issue and they had to get rid of Brian Gain because of it, then his statement about him when he left is pretty damning for Cal McNair.
You know, I heard somebody bring up Alto Gary. She was let go by the Texans. She is forever. I think
she was one of their first hires.
Exactly. And she's African American and I'm pretty sure I heard someone either nationally or on the radio talking about, well, there's another African American that was let go. She was let go for body shaming issues. Yeah. She has a lawsuit against her that was brought up by Gloria Allred is the actual lawyer, but she's named as a defendant. And a second case was brought by the women's rights lawyer Gloria Allred in behalf of five other cheerleaders, and that was being overseen at least last August by an arbitrator. I don't know where that is right now, but that was not a Brian Gain thing. That was Alto Gary stepped down because she got in trouble for
made the girl wrap herself in cellophane. Remember that?
Yeah, but did it work?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. I mean, hey, listen.
What, Dell? What are you shaking your head about? What? Did it work?
Excuse me.
Yes.
That seems very toxic of both of you.
Wait. What did I shave with today?
A chick.
Because
you're a chick man.
That's right.
Certainly not a Gillette man.
No. But I got to ask the question. Did she lose any weight?
That's not. Well, there are other ways and less demeaning ways to encourage weight loss.
How is it demeaning to have cellophane. You know what? If you put cellophane on me right now, I go, fine.
You're going to let Altieri wrap you in cellophane?
Wrap me in cellophane.
Maybe that's your fetish, though. We don't know what? We don't know what you're into.
That's not a fetish. You sweat a lot. You would sweat a lot. I mean, I'm working here over here. I would be sweating right here, losing weight, and feel great about it.
What about those things you can wrap around your stomach and they like the sensors go off and it makes you lose fat?
Well, did she do that or did she wrap her in cellophane and go, look, fatty, lose weight?
I don't know if she said. Now that's rude.
I'm asking. Didn't she hit the girls and then see if it wobbled? Wobbled.
Is that her thing?
Well, did she hit and go wobble, 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 wobble?
Well, she did actually.
I know.
No, she actually did.
Well, I'm just singing a song. Feels like you're taking a shot at my backside.
No,
I'm
singing, I just love wobble, that song.
I love that song. It's a little.
I gotta look up what she did. She did some pretty cool stuff. I wouldn't call it cool.
There's a TMZ.
Cool
video.
Is the wrong word.
Well,
here
to you. Okay.
Get the video. Can we play the video? There's a TMZ video.
Put duct tape. Oh, no. She duct taped her body.
Oh, that's nothing,
Dell.
Not duct tape.
Because she was skinny fat.
I forgot about skinny fat. Yeah. I forgot about that word.
Yeah, skinny fat. But I don't see.
Also known as ectomorphs.
How about getting some tone? Okay. Duct tape helps.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of does.
When those Instagram thoughts are selling their fitness stuff, none of the things they're not sponsored by duct tape.
Those Instagram thoughts work hard on mostly just like glute stuff.
Yeah, but they're not using duct tape to get toned.
No, but they're doing, some of them are getting implants. That's elite. That's taking it the other direction. What's the difference between implants and duct tape?
Well,
one is to do this, bring it together to constrict. The other is to expand.
Well, one is done, voluntarily. You go and get that. The other one was done to, demean and say, hey, fatty, get it together.
Well, and there's this. She also told a Hispanic cheerleader she couldn't have straight hair, and if she didn't curl it, she would find another Latina girl to replace her.
Whoa.
How about that?
So listen,
is that discrimination? No. You're going to fire one Latina girl, hire another.
But they needed a Latina girl with curly hair to fit the profile?
Yeah.
They couldn't have a straight hair Latina girl?
No. We need a curly hair.
No.
Bounce.
Have you ever seen a straight hair Latina cheerleader? No.
Curly hair, yes. Bounce.
Name one. I want curly you to name bounce. One.
I can't name any cheerleaders. That's not
okay.
fair.
Name
I can't
one name straight hair Latina you cheerleader.
Name
zero.
One.
Bing, bing, bing.
Name one cheerleader.
There was a straight hair.
Wins. I got
there
one.
There was a straight hair.
I got one. John,
Sarah.
I got one.
Sarah wasn't Latina.
No, but she was a straight hair cheerleader.
But she was
John,
Latina.
Why do the Latinas have to be straight hair?
You gotta have
John.
Straight, you gotta
have, I know a straight
I mean,
hair
curly
Latina.
Hair.
Her name was Maria A.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, who?
Maria A.
I want to see her. I want to see her cheerleading picture.
You think I can't find a Maria A cheerleader?
All right. 713-780-3776. Did you shame anyone? Give us a call. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
We tell you. Nope. There's nothing. Go ahead.
So call into the HRNP listener line. Dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Tony Desiri.
Tune into The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Lemonex starting at 1 on ESPN 97.5. The Astros losing to the Toronto Blue Jays 12-0 on Sunday at Minute Maid Park. Houston 0-7 with runners in scoring position, leaving 10 men on base. They had 7 hits in the loss. Toronto scored 7 runs in the 6th inning and hit 5 home runs in the victory. Brad Peacock falling to 6-4. He went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs. Houston on the road tonight to take on Cincinnati. Texans dropping their pursuit of Patriots director of player personnel Nick Caserio. New England is dropping the tampering charges against Houston as Caserio remains with the Patriots organization, and the Texans continue to look for a new general manager. The Dynamo back on the pitch on Tuesday. They'll be home to take on Minnesota United at BBVA Compass Stadium. I'm Tony Desiri, ESPN 97.5.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Of two high-level competitors, Chris and James, who their only goal in life at this point is to win the title. They've accomplished everything else. They're both going to be first ballot Hall of Famers. So all two competitive superstars at that level, there's going to be times when they're extremely competitive, extremely focused on, you know, how do we get to that next level? And when we don't, there's going to be frustration. And I'm frustrated. Our top players are frustrated. Mike D'Antoni's frustrated. We want to take the last step and be the champion. And I think it's good that there's tension in the sense that we all want to win.
That was Daryl Morey on Golic and Wingo. Basically, didn't say much. He did go on to say, however, they're the favorites. They're the favorites. Well, without KD, and we'll see what goes around Anthony Davis and LeBron. But here's Daryl Morey on that.
Obviously, another contender is formed, so that's news for us. But somehow we've been lost in the shuffle. We were the best team from the All-Star break on, and we're either going to add a third star or a top mid-level player to our core and be better next year. So for me, like the story is how wide open the West is, and how we're right there in the mix, and probably the favorite going into next year.
You know, I think the Rockets are a forgotten team.
They might be a fair. I mean, it may not be wrong if you take emotion out of it. They may be the favorite. The problem is if Kawhi Leonard...
If he goes to the Clippers, are they the favorite?
And if the Lakers make another move, because they were able to keep Kuzma.
Yeah.
Man, they were able to keep Kuzma. You now have LeBron, Kuzma, and Anthony Davis.
Here's the problem, though.
But I don't know if Anthony Davis stays healthy.
I think we've seen that with the Cavs in the past. We've seen that with Oklahoma City. We've seen that with, I think, Miami the first year.
Well, they made the finals.
They made the finals, but they didn't win it.
Well, only
they lost to Dirk.
Well, they lost to Dirk because LeBron had one of his worst performances ever. It's not like they shouldn't have won. That team, I get it. The Agauskases, whoever else was on that team. But the only reason they didn't win is because LeBron was trash in the finals.
Yeah, true. Okay, but even still, we've seen teams without a bench. I mean, you can have the stars, but if you don't have the supporting cast, and...
Well, the Rockets don't have the supporting cast.
Well, that's one of their problems. Yes, that's one of their problems, is that they don't have that Siakam. Of course, Siakam is a key.
And he's cheap labor, too, which certainly helps the Raptors. But the Rockets are going to be... Now, he mentioned, there's another clip in there we can play about how they plan to spend, like...
Yeah,
Tillman, I guess, heard the words or whatever, but Daryl Morey mentioned the mid-level in this one. He mentioned it in another clip as well, and he mentioned they're going to be a tax team as well. So they, according to him, they plan to spend.
They have no choice but to be a tax team. If they're serious about improving their team, they have no choice. They have three high-pay – we'll call Capella. We'll throw him as the third guy. You got two supermaxes and a fairly well-paid – lob catcher. Yeah, you're going to have to pay more. You're going to have to go into tax territory to make it happen. The mid-level is going to push you there.
Well, and they did in this article, you know, say Wesley Matthews was a target, but he wanted to be a starter, and so he didn't come here. But they were going to use the mid-level. They were going to go over the luxury tax, this whole luxury tax thing, just because they got under it this year. Everybody's upset about it. Daryl says they will do anything to better the team, and they just happened to get under this year. Giving up the first-round pick certainly helped. But Daryl, he said, I didn't think of it until we were close to the trade deadline, and you know what? Let's make the moves. Why be over the cap, the luxury tax cap, if we don't have to be? And, you know, I'm sure Tillman did appreciate it. But this is what's left on the cap holds for the Lakers are. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Rajon Rondo, Mike Muscala, Lance Stephenson, Reggie Bullock, Tyson Chandler, JaVale McGee, Alex Caruso, and Jonathan Williams. So these guys are, some of these guys are going to have to play a role.
Yeah, well, they signed those guys this past offseason because they were setting themselves up for this offseason. So, but you might imagine some of those guys would be coming back. But I don't think they have bird rights on any of them unless they traded for one. Because,
oh, yeah, they do. They got early bird, non-bird, bird, non-bird, bird, non-bird, guy, non-bird.
Yeah, a lot of them are non-bird because they only one-year deals.
Yeah, restricted early bird, restricted non-bird. There's some bird rights on there.
The question is, are they worth bringing back even the bird rights?
Yeah. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
They signed him for a year. They had him previously, but he's with Clutch, the agency, so he got a big deal for a year.
15-6.
Well, he was... They had to fill out a roster. They gave it to him for a year, knowing that it's likely he wouldn't be back this year.
It's hard to get that back when the guy can't. He's not allowed to leave the city. He's in home confinement with a ankle bracelet.
Just a month, John.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't permanent. Just a month.
That's right. Well, but 15. See, you know what? He should have got about 20 if he could have actually left his home without his ankle bracelet.
Hey, LeBron's money. It's Lakers money. I don't care.
No. I guess.
Bird rights, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Whoa. Aggressive.
That is aggressive. So Lance was just playing, and we were just looking at a pool
scene.
There's
nothing there.
Yeah, there was nothing there.
It's just.
I saw some girls that needed some duct tape.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
They all look good to me.
Texans swimming pool video.
They all look good to me.
Hey, listen, if Alto had to get some of these girls, you know, for this swimming pool video to slim down, a little duct tape never hurt. Never hurt anybody.
And let me ask you this. I got to tell you that I like what I actually like what the Pelicans got for Anthony Davis.
You do?
Yeah, I like.
If you give up the best player, you never win.
No, that's fine. But what does winning mean? Like, to me, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, all those guys have some talent. I would argue that this LeVar thing is going to turn into a real. I think LeVar kept his mouth shut for the most part in LA because he realized LeBron's there, and that was a no-win situation for his son. Like, he can't be a loudmouth, or he was going to really get in some trouble on the team and stuff like that. Now that he's gone to New Orleans, LeVar Ball is going to be out in all his glory. Look, it happened today. He's going to be on ESPN today.
Yeah.
Today, LeVar's rolling in studio, and it's going to be yak attack from now on. But I really think when you look at what they got with future draft picks, too, if they're smart, the Pelicans could have themselves set up to be a side. They got to draft well. They get the number four pick this year. It's not bad. It's not the top three.
They're talking about moving it to get somebody in right away.
Yeah. But I actually, for what they were going to get versus what they got, I didn't hate it.
No.
You like Ingram to become a little better player.
Yes. It was the best deal that they could have possibly gotten. We'll talk about it with Raheel on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to change your life, and I can. Right now, if you're somebody in the construction field, if you're a construction professional, engineer, project manager, field supervisor, operations, quality control, if you have construction experience, then listen up. Friday, June 21st, in Pasadena, if you're interested in expanding your horizon, both professionally and personally, if you're interested in working abroad, B.L. Harbert, they build consulates and embassies in foreign countries. This would be totally, totally sweet. And you can get some excitement into your life. Have you ever lived in a foreign country? It's neat, neat, neat. It really is. And if you're tired of the place that you're working, you could well be. If you're tired of your boss, you're tired of the same old, you want some excitement, go to blharbert.com. That's B-L-H-A-R-B-E-R-T. You're looking for something a little different. Internationally offers tax benefits, competitive salaries, and the excitement of working abroad. BLHarbert.com. June 21st, they're having a recruiting event in Pasadena. BLHarbert.com.
ESPN 97.5. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.